BC's Civil Resolution Tribunal has ordered Air Canada to pay a passenger $2,327 for delayed luggage that didn't arrive in time for a Florida cruise departure. Bruno Zunick told Tribunal member Sarah Orr he flew on Air Canada from Vancouver to Orlando via Toronto on June 26, 2022. However, by the time he boarded the 9-day cruise, his luggage had not arrived. He told the tribunal he did not receive it until after he had returned home. Zunick claimed $5,000 for clothing and necessities he purchased during his trip. Air Canada told Orr it had already paid Zunick the maximum compensation he was entitled to. It was undisputed that Zunick arrived in Orlando at approximately 10 a.m. on June 27, 2022, and discovered that his checked bag would not be arriving in Orlando until 4 p.m. that day, an hour after his cruise departure. Zunick completed a missing baggage report with Air Canada, but his bag arrived at his Vancouver home on July 4, 2022. Mr. Zunick undisputedly did not arrive home from his trip and receive his bag until several days later, Orr said. Orr said Air Canada provided no evidence to prove it took all reasonable measures to avoid the damage, or that it was impossible to take such measures. I find it is liable to pay Mr. Zunick compensation for his delayed baggage, Orr said. On March 22, 2023, Air Canada undisputedly sent Zunick an e-transfer for $2,220 and told Orr that it owes him nothing further. Zunick submitted an email showing he didn't accept the payment and let the e-transfer expire. Air Canada did not respond to this piece of evidence, Orr said. So, I am satisfied that Mr. Zunick did not receive Air Canada's payment of $2,220.09. Moreover, Orr said, Mr. Zunick was undisputedly traveling without his bag for over a week and had very limited time to purchase anything between the time he learned in Orlando that his baggage was delayed until he was required to board the cruise. He undisputedly had no access to laundry facilities during his trip. As a result, the tribunal ruled, Zunick was entitled to the maximum compensation allowable. So, I find Air Canada must pay Mr. Zunick $2,327.04 as compensation for his delayed baggage, Orr said.